find your book?
Amazon.
It's on Amazon. Is it cheaper direct though?
Amazon's the only way I know how to get to it right now.
What's the name of it again?
The Mental Science of Success. You can actually get it free. We put it up on the website at RebeccaAndPhilip.com. If you go to RebeccaAndPhilip.com and then click Mental Science link, it'll take you to a webpage for the Mental Science.
You have the desire to make money.
And then you can read the whole book online. We're good with that, too.
Put a donation link.
That'll work. We should do that. Okay, so I want to. I'm kind of low on time because I did too much talking in the beginning, but I want to kind of give you some highlights and some overviews so that when you guys are doing your own meditations, you're getting as much benefit from it as possible. So one of the things that we learn is that you want to take care of your physical body, your emotional body, and be able to say, all of my needs are taken care of. I'm ready to do this meditation where we can connect into the higher things. I don't have to worry about getting a drink, going to the bathroom, or maybe in the emotional state if you have unresolved business or you just got in a fight with somebody, you want to be able to handle that and take care of it so that you can really focus on your experience and kind of let go of everything. So from the physical body point of view, let's get everybody to stand up. And whenever I'm doing a guided meditation, I always encourage people to go through a similar process to this. If you do yoga after a yoga workout is a perfect time. They always finish a yoga with a meditation period. It's always very limited, but if they expanded it, it absolutely amazing. Excellent time to do it. So what we want to do is tighten our muscles in our toes and our feet and squish them up and stretch them out and shake them out and relax. And then you'll do your ankles and your calves. And we're going to just kind of stretch them, tighten them as tight as you can get. Your knees, your thighs, your buttocks. You want to just really tighten them. And then shake them out, relax. Your hips, you want to move them around. And we're essentially just telling our physical body, go with your back. Your chest, and we're just really telling our physical body, look, you're all taken care of. You're all fine. There's nothing you need. So shoulders, arms. Yep. And just try to, if there's any part that's tight or needs stretching, flex it, stretch it, shake it out. Your neck. Your face. Try to contract your face as best you can. If you can wiggle yours, wiggle yours. All right, shake it all out. Okay, go ahead and sit down. You want to be comfortable. If you're sitting on a ball or something and you're playing Princess and the Pea and it's going to bug you, you don't want to do that. So you want to be aware of your body and make sure that you're in a comfortable position.
Lay down.
You can lay down if you want to lay down. Yeah. You want to be rested because, again, the sleep is a real problem with meditating, especially if you're doing it.
So try to wrap it up by around a quarter after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to walk you through a process of visualization. If everybody could close your eyes for a second and imagine a star, a yellow star. See if you can make it spin or turn. Is there anybody who cannot see a star?
Is that okay that I turn this off?
That's fine.
want?
Sure. Now, dark isn't a requirement, and a lot of people tend to fall asleep in the dark, so it's give or take, whatever your preference is. Okay, so if everybody can see a star, you can stop looking at the star. Now, I'm going to go through a process of guiding you to create images that have symbolic meaning. And because they have symbolic meaning, we can use those symbols to help us to get into that spiritual state of consciousness where that is our goal, our target. So the first thing I'm going to have you imagine is you're at the top of a staircase that goes down to a beach. There's 10 stairs. Each step represents a level of physical relaxation and mental alertness. As we go down the stairs, you're going to become physically relaxed, but mentally, spiritually awake and aware, so that as you go down the stairs, you'll become less aware of your physical body and more aware of this mental reality, spiritual world that we're looking at. So at the bottom of the stairs will be very clear, and the goals here are relax the body and get into good visualization. Go ahead and take a deep breath, and as you release the breath, take a step down that first step and just relax your body. Release the tension and allow your body to just rest. Muscles relaxed. Take another breath, and as you breathe out, take another step. More relaxed, more awake and aware mentally. And then take another step down, the third step, more relaxed, more awake. Now feel your body. It's heavy. It's pulling down. You feel the gravity. You're going to just allow gravity to take control of your body. You're going to allow the weight of your body to take over. And that's okay. We feel at peace. We're relaxed. We're comfortable. And we're just going to let our body just sink into the floor, into your chair, and feel the full effects of gravity. Take another breath. Breathe out. And take that next step down to step four. And everything is relaxed, peaceful, calm. And as we go down the stairs, you'll notice that the stairs become a little bit more clear, a little more vivid. We can see the sand at the bottom of the stairs. There's a sand area, and then in the distance, a beach. Step down to the next step. We're halfway to full relaxation and halfway to full awareness. And go ahead and step down again, more relaxed, more aware, more awake. If you look close, you can see some of the grains of sand on the step. Go ahead and step down again. And you'll notice that in the distance, there's the sound of some birds, beach birds. The day here at the beach is just beautiful and warm, relaxing. Step down again. And just allow yourself to just kind of walk down the stairs until your feet are in the sand. And you can feel the sand on your feet. And you're physically relaxed but mentally awake and aware. You can hear my voice very clearly. And the sand is nice and warm on your feet. Now go ahead and walk across the sand. And as you do, notice how that dry sand feels and how it's kind of work and an effort to walk across that sand, just like it is. But make your way over to the beach area where you can see that beautiful, crystal clear, incredible water. And as you get closer to the water where the sand becomes moist, it's a little easier to walk on. You can see your footprints in the sand. And just walk along the beach and listen to the sound of the soft water coming in. You can hear it, you feel it, warm, beautiful beach. And I want you to look for a cove, a protected, safe cove, where The water is calm and still. You know, you notice if as you look into the water, you can see all the way to the bottom. It's just crystal clear and beautiful. And as you get to that cove space, what we're going to do is get into the water slowly. Now go ahead and put your foot in the water, and as you feel the water on your foot, feel that energy that just comes from it. It's almost like it relaxes your body, but energizes you at the same time. And it's that perfect, cool, comfortable temperature where it's just warm and cool at the same time for a hot day. It just feels so good. Go ahead and get into your ankles and walk into your calves and just feel how that energy from the water just invigorates you and just gives you tons of energy but relaxes you at the same time. And you feel calm and peaceful, and move in a little deeper up to your waist. Put your hands in the water and just kind of move them around and just feel the water on your hands. And go in a little bit deeper, and you'll notice that the water causes you to be very buoyant. More than normal water, this particular water almost causes you to just float up, and you almost have to resist or fight to stay standing. Go in a little bit deeper, up to your shoulders, and allow your body to relax. And as it relaxes, just let your body float up to the top of the water. And notice that you don't have to resist. Just relax your arms and they float. And your legs, you float. Everything is just buoyant and relaxed. And the water invigorates your mind, your spirit, your soul. And we're going to just lay there, allow our body to lay there. And I want you to take your consciousness, your spirit, your soul, and rise up above your body and turn to and look down on your body floating in the water. Look how peaceful, safe, protected it is. And let's take our consciousness and rise up straight up through the sky, up above the world, so we're looking down on the earth. And we can see the whole beautiful earth. And if you look around, you'll see the stars. There's the moon, the sun over there. And all the stars, Milky Way galaxy, brilliant, bright, clear, clean. Now, in this point, where we are right now, we've gone through several levels of release, and we've focused on releasing our physical body. We've focused on releasing our emotional body, and we're in this spiritual area where this is where you can do anything you want at this point. In some instances, if you wanted to go somewhere or see something, you could just will it, and you'll feel your body being pulled there. If you're doing a meditation on your own, this is where you want to get to, is where you're able to do anything, explore anything, create anything, ask a question, get an answer. Now, I'm going to guide you from this place to through a couple of things that I think you'll find very interesting. I have a spiritual office created, which has some pretty sophisticated equipment in it that will allow me to scan you and then pull out information from the scan and show it to you in a symbolic form. And I'm going to show you who you think you are, your self-image. So if you just desire to go to my office, you'll notice that you're being pulled in a direction. Just allow it to happen, and boom, you are there. Okay? Now, in my office, again, I told you I had some fairly sophisticated equipment. If you look over here, there's a platform. I'm going to have you stand on this platform. It's a scanning platform. And I'm going to tell my computer equipment to scan you while I'm explaining what's going on. And so the scans have been started. And what it's doing is it's looking at your energetic body, it's looking at your physical body, it's looking at your mental belief systems, your self-image of who you think you are, and it's gathering all that information. It looks like it's completed now. And on this other platform here in front of us, I'm going to project an image of how you see yourself, who you think you are. And this image drives a lot of the subconscious decisions that you make in life. It drives your goals, your dreams, what you think you can accomplish, what you think you can't accomplish. And I'm going to go ahead and start bringing that image up. And as that image appears, you'll notice that it's very symbolic. And it is symbols of how you see yourself. If you take a moment to look at that image, you can look at any component of that image and immediately understand what that symbol means of who you think you are, what you think you're able to do. And what's cool about this image is it's a conglomerate of your whole life. Every aspect of your life, your relationship, your financial, your every aspect of your life. But we can filter out this image so that you can see specific components. So, for example, if you want to see what your relationship life looks like, I can filter out everything. I'm going to filter everything except relationship. And now we see the images and beliefs and systems symbolically represented for your relationship life. And if you look at that, you can see what that looks like. If I filter out everything and change the image to now look like your financial self-image, it will show you symbols that relate to your financial success. And you can look at any of the symbols that you see, and you'll understand the symbology that relates to your financial success. Now I'm going to filter back everything in so that we see your overall self-image. And we're going back to that original image that encompasses your entire life. One of the experiences that I had with Christ is that I had a very bad self-image, and it was really bad, and it was causing me all sorts of problems. And what he did is he showed me who I really am. He took away the illusion of who I thought I was and showed me who I actually really am. And I'd like to do that with you right now. So I'm going to remove the filters that show you who you think you are and that show you all the junk that you've accepted about yourself, all the limitations of who you think you are and what you think you're capable of. And I'm going to filter that out so you can see who you actually are, who you are created to be, and the power and the glory and the light and the ability that you truly have within yourself. Now, because I've done this a couple times, I know that it can be very overpowering to see your natural self. So I'm going to do it slowly. And I'm going to start now. And as I'm moving down or in removing the self-created, self-accepted image that you created, accepted, that the world created for you, that true self is coming through, you'll notice that there's a lot of light, a lot of power. And we are about a quarter of the way through, and I'm increasing it, increasing, and I'm going slow to help you adjust to your own presence, increasing, We're about 50%. And increasing 75%. And now you should see the entire self-image that was created by the world that you accepted about yourself should now be gone. And you should be able to now see who you really are. The things I would like you to especially pay attention to are how much love, wisdom, power radiate off of your being, radiate from this image of yourself. And as you feel that permeating you and see it, I want you to pay close attention, because you'll notice that it is in you. It is not just an image out of you, it is in you. And seeing it enables you to feel it within you, the power, the creativity, the love, the wisdom. And I would like you to allow yourself to shed this illusion of who you are, so that you can be who you truly are, so that you can allow yourself to feel that enabling power, that wisdom, that love, all of that ability and creativity that is who you are, that you've lost sight of. And realize this is your natural state. This is who you are. It always has been who you were. We are going to take this being, our true self, and we're going to move on to what I would like to do, we're a little bit short on time, so I would like to do a really brief past life regression. And what I'd like to show you in this experience is that how quickly we are able to process information. So in your true self, let's go ahead and just allow that energy to flow out of you. And while you're standing there feeling this energy and this power, realize that what we're about to experience is not something that can hurt you or that can enable you. It is something that we don't want to judge. It was an experience. And we just want to observe. And this is a key component to meditation, is that you want to observe and you want to see and then figure out later what it means and what you learn from it. But the more we judge, the more it closes things down. So we want to observe and then judge later and figure out what it means later. You know, in your life right now, there might be a lesson that you need to learn, or something that could really benefit you to understand, that will help you get past a hurdle or a breakthrough that you're trying to get past. You may not even know that about an area that you're struggling in, but your higher self does. Something that's cool while we're on it is, as you're standing there, ask your higher self to step out of you so that you can see them in front of you. And allow your higher self to come out. And while you're seeing your higher self, go ahead and ask them what you need to know and just see what they tell you. And then ask your higher self to show you a past life very quickly. We're gonna begin the past life, and then we're gonna speed it up, and so that we can go through it quickly. But we would like to ask your higher self to show you a past life that is relevant to your current life situation, something that will teach you something that you need to remember or know that could benefit you now. And let's start from the birth experience of that past life and just remember what it's like to be born. Notice your surroundings. Who's there? What is the feeling? Are you welcome? Are you unwelcome? Again, do not judge, just observe. And continue to progress through every moment of that life. And what we're going to do is we're going to speed up our ability to comprehend and understand what's going on. And we're just going to turn a little dial that allows you to process that information and remember every moment as you begin to grow up. You learning to, as a toddler, being able to take your first steps. And we're going to speed it up and speed it up and speed it up until we get to this a speed that is as fast as you can receive and comprehend that information. Faster, faster, faster. And I want you to go faster and faster, and we're going to review the rest of the life from where you are in 30 seconds. Don't worry about the time. Your body and your higher self will know. Just faster and faster until you're finished. Remembering every moment, every experience, every friendship, every connection, every person, their name, your interaction with them. And remember your death scene. Who was there? What happened immediately following your death? Okay, and as you remember that, with your higher self, review the lifetime for the lessons that are relevant, the key highlights that are relevant to you now, relevant to your life situation right now. Okay. Go ahead and wind that up. While you're winding that up, I'm going to guide you to something that Rebecca and I have found very useful. There's a place called the New Jerusalem. Many of you have heard of it. It's spiritually being built and developed. And what we're going to do is give you a room in the New Jerusalem that you can go to that you can do a lot of learning, meditation. I'll explain more as we get there. But if you could just, in your soul, desire to go to the New Jerusalem, you'll feel yourself pulled again, and you'll find yourself there, the New Jerusalem. Let's go to the front of a very large building, and as you stand outside the building, just look around at the structures, the garden, everything, and pay attention to the sound of it. Notice that if you communicate with the walls, you can hear their thoughts, the feelings, the energy. If you talk to a plant or a tree, you can hear what it has to say, what it's sharing. And we've got somebody that is coming up to us, up to you, to take you to a room that will be yours. And just introduce yourself to them, let them introduce themselves to you, tell you who they are, and thank them for being there. And then follow them in, and they're going to take you through to a place that will be your room. And when you get to your room, this room is a study. It's a place that you can experiment and learn and grow. The room can change to meet whatever need that you have. If you want a piano, you can decide to put a piano in there. And just by the will of thought and power of spiritual creation, that you can have a piano. And on that piano, you could write a song, and you can hear it, and you can play it, and you can invent a song if you want. If you want to do chemistry and try reactions on things, this is a place you could do that. If you want to learn... if you want to read a book or meet with somebody, you could meet with them here. What I'd like you to do is pay attention to the energy and the feeling and the surroundings, and learn it and memorize it to the point that you can return here whenever you want. And in this realm that we're exploring right now, everything is energetic. And there's a feeling and there's an energy that if you pay attention to it, it's almost like a phone number or an address. And you can call it up or dial it up at any moment and return back to that place. Same with people. If there's somebody that you want to interact with, you've interacted with them before, you want to pay attention to their energy. It's almost like a phone number or a calling card, and you can dial them up. Because we're low on time, I just want you to memorize the energy of this room. It's kind of energetically connected to you. And so you can return to this place anytime you want. And I'd like to conclude by meeting a master that has some information or direction that will be useful and relevant to your life. So let's go ahead and go back out. And you can either walk the paths if you would like, or you can energetically just desire to go somewhere and you will be taken there. I'd like you to go to the temple at the center of the New Jerusalem. And if we meet outside in the courtyard of the temple, again, notice the beauty, the light, the energy. And you can, you'll see a number of people walking around. If you'd like, at some future point, you can talk to the people, introduce yourself, and sometimes you get an interesting conversation, sometimes you don't, depending on the person, just like in our physical world. You can also communicate with the animals, the plants, the rocks, and see what they have to say. You'll notice that there's a lot of praise and a lot of appreciation in these life forms and entities. Now, we have somebody coming out of the temple to get you, and they're going to take you into the temple to meet somebody. Go ahead and follow them as you're going through the temple. Notice the beauty, the love, the peace, the joy, that incredible environment of praise. And remember, as you look at who you truly are, take a moment and look at yourself, this glorious being that is capable of so much and so powerful, so wise, that you belong here. This is not an out-of-place experience. This is who you truly are. As you follow your guide, they will introduce you to somebody. And when you meet this person, allow them to introduce themselves to you. Introduce yourself to them. They are expecting you. And I'd like you to interact with them freely. I don't need to tell you what to say to them, but I do want you to remember that you want to pay attention to your created thoughts as opposed to their created thoughts. As they communicate to you, pay attention to whether you are creating the experience or whether you're receiving the experience. When you ask a question, of course, you're thinking of the question. And when you hear the response, I want you to listen to and not create the response. If you feel like you're creating the experience, then it's not being done correctly. Go ahead and if you have a question for this person or if they have a message, allow that interaction to happen. While you're interacting with the person, also be aware of how you feel. The message, the energy, the love, the power, the equality. Something that a lot of people are surprised by is the feeling of equality. If you want to learn something that this person has to teach you, ask them to teach you. Allow the lesson to be more than words. Allow it to open up into visions. Allow them to show you through vision. Any means that will help you to understand what you're trying to learn, what they're trying to teach. If they're going to take you someplace, allow them to take you. If you feel like the conversation is not moving forward, if you feel stuck, tell the person that you're talking to, ask them to help you. We're going to give you about one more minute. And before we say goodbye to that person, we'll ask them for a blessing. If they agree to give you a blessing, pay attention to everything that's being said. Memorize it, learn it. You will remember it. If there's anything else that they would like to share with you, or anything you would like to share with them, go ahead and do that now. Conclude by thanking them for their time. And let's go back to that position over the earth where we are able to see the stars, the earth, the moon, the sun. And let's go down through the sky to the point where we can see our body floating in the water. Now, we want to bless our body. Our body is a wonderful thing. Our vehicle, it's been here for us. And we want to help it to know who you are. I want you to take all that power, that love, that energy, wisdom, peace, and just endow your body with it so that it is a vehicle prepared to hold who you really are. So it's energetically aligned with who you are. And you'll notice that it is glowing, it's conforming. But not only it, but the water that it's resting in is also conforming. And so all of creation is accepting the truth of who you are. Let's go ahead and align with our body as it's floating there in the water, and notice that it is energetically aligned with who we are. And let's go ahead and make our way out of this beautiful, incredible, energizing water and bring with us that energy up to the beach. Let's make our way across the sand, and notice that as you walk across the sand, the entire beach is energetically aligned as if it recognizes who you are, because you're radiating that energy out. The whole world is conforming to this new insight and recognizing what you recognize about yourself. And make your way over to the stairs. Now I know, want you to notice that as you touch the stairs, they realign and they change into a staircase that's prepared to carry you back into the physical world with this new energy, power. And it's not really new energy and power and wisdom and love. It's always been there. It's the acceptance that it is there. It's the realization. It's the understanding. And I want you to allow your energy to fill the stairs and enter into the physical body that you have at the top of the stairs, so that the physical body is filled with that energy and that power, ready to receive this person that you are, so it is energetically aligned with your true nature, your true self. Go ahead and begin walking up the stairs. And as you walk up the stairs, we're going to retain all of the memories, the experiences, the feelings, everything that we experienced, everything we heard and saw. The clarity of it will remain. And the energy that we felt will come with us, and we're going to energize our physical bodies so that it's awake and aware and ready to remember. We're going to take all that information that we had and keep it and retain it. Let's move up the stairs. Go ahead and go about halfway. As we get to about halfway, you become aware of your body again. You feel the pressure of it on the floor, the couch, or the seat. But all the memories, all that energy, that power, that wisdom, the love is still there. Go ahead and come up further. When you're ready, make your way all the way to the top of the platform and merge with your physical body. And allow yourself to return back with me here in this room. Retaining everything, completely alert and awake. Energized. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. I can see some people are still experiencing. It's a little dark. Now, the more that we meditate, the easier it gets, the more we're able to gather, the more experience. It's kind of like a muscle. You work it, you practice, and you get better at it. Like I said, Rebecca doesn't have to go through any guided process. Let's take a few minutes to have some experience sharing. If you have something you'd like to share, I'd love to hear it. Some feedback. How about Darren?
Sure. Yeah, that was very powerful for me. Now you're a vivid dreamer too, aren't you? What do they call that when you have vivid dreams?
Lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming. Are you a lucid dreamer? Seems like you said you were.
I do somewhat, but not to the degree I'd like to. But this was, I can say a lot about it, but one of the things when you talk about coming into the New Jerusalem in the room, I came into this huge temple-like hall with doors along the sides. It was Egyptian themed. And when you're talking about being led to my room, first I was picturing a small room off to the side that was where I would sleep and stuff. But then I realized this whole thing was my room.
Mm-hmm.
And that all of this was my playground. I could go in and explore and like experiment and create.
Thank you. Thank you. Joanne?
Yes.
Could you share something? Should I give you the mic?
For me, when I don't know, and I wasn't planning to share this, but for me, when people describe that they're seeing, like that you're seeing all of this imagery, I don't see that, and I wonder, oh, is that something wrong with me that I'm not seeing all that? But I feel the energy of what you say, and that for me is important. And when you were describing that self-image, you know, and the how what the world has imprinted upon us and how Christ sees us and that change. I know that from where I've come from, in leaving a 29-year marriage 2.5 years ago, and the change that I've the process that I've allowed myself to come through in realizing that I've always been enough, and that others don't. I can help myself see that through my own eyes and then through the eyes of my Savior, and it's great to hear other people say that, but I need to feel that from my inside.
Within yourself. Mm-hmm. Feel the world throws crap on us all the time. You know, interactions, you know, especially going through a divorce when, you know, somebody is upset or angry with you and they're telling you all the things that they see about you. And if we accept that, anything that we accept that other people put on us gets written into our self-image. And then if we accept it, we start acting according to that. And over time, we accumulate a whole bunch of crap that we think about ourselves. And so being able to see or feel who you truly are, that love, that wisdom, that power, and reconnecting with your true self is very important to do to help wipe away all that crap. Because you realize none of it's true. This is who I am innately. A lot of people will have a difficult time seeing or visualizing. There was one time where I saw yellow with my hands, with my physical hands, I think it was the solar plexus, and I realized, oh, this is a very different experience. But some people actually see the imagery and the details. Some people feel it, and it's okay. And at some point, we can experience all of it. But it's repetition and experience.
I have something to add. Sometimes people, the reason you can't see is because you're looking, like when you close your eyes and you're in a visualization, you're actually looking, like you think you're trying to look with your eyeballs, and so you look here on the front, you're looking forward. But actually, mental, and maybe you won't ever still see, but actually mental visualization, it actually happens back here or up here. So, and it is more like a feeling a lot of the time. So So you may be more normal than you think you are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a normal too. I mean, it's a spectrum anyway. And some people see nothing and only feel, and that's perfectly okay. Thank you for sharing. That was really neat.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a thought or something? Right.
Go with it and let what's going to happen to you happen to you.
Yeah.
If
you judge it,
that over time.
If you judge it and you say, oh, I'm supposed to be experiencing this or I'm not experiencing that, then it gets in the way. It blocks because you're too busy focused on trying to make it into or wanting it to be something. You have to allow the expectation to just be released. Whatever happens, happens. Some sessions are incredible. Some sessions are not so much. Okay. Well, I want to hear more, but we can talk over lunch.
Barbie, thank you.